This is a very common thing nowadays. It's called a PhD dropout to OnlyFans model.
I've dropped out of my PhD. I've cried so much over this decision to quit my PhD, you know, because it's a stressful decision, not that I'm particularly sad about it. I'll get into all of that in a bit later, but moving on to doing OnlyFans and content creation full time, it's not just a career choice, it feels kind of like a gamble on the direction of my entire life. Some days I wonder if I'm making the right choice. You know, when I open LinkedIn and I see the pages of all of the people who are my age, who already have 3 years into their careers and are climbing the ladder with senior level titles, it stirs something in me. I start to feel a twinge of jealousy, imagining what it would be like in their place. I've spent the last couple of years in grad school, whereas many of my colleagues from undergrad got jobs directly afterwards. So I guess
Why y'all say it's AI? Like, she got a bunch of videos. Why y'all say it's AI? This is like the new thing that like dumb people do. Is that every single time that they see something that feels or seems robotic, they start spamming AI.
Always have those advanced degrees with me, but I can't say it's that I don't like the idea of wearing a polished suit and walking into an office where I have people working with me and working on a project, or even the alternative route of becoming a professor and having students work for me, where I have my own lab and I teach my own course. And the thought of sitting with my team to come up with solutions to a certain problem, or even find something new, learn something new, and then applying that knowledge. And writing papers gives a sense of fulfillment, you know? There's some sort of camaraderie in those environments and a structure that I think I'd enjoy. And of course, not to mention the outfits. I mean, come on. I have so many professional outfits that have never...
Well, now you can use the professional outfits. It's not the same way, but you can still use the professional outfits.
Seen the light of day just because I have nowhere to wear them.
Like, the roleplay content's super popular.
And of course I keep buying them, and part of me wonders if I'll miss the chance to experience that life and that lifestyle. But then I start to think about some of the trade-offs. Those same people whose lifestyles I thought I envied are tied to someone else's vision and someone else's pace. They'll spend their lives working for a company doing things that they don't necessarily enjoy. And, of course, without the recognition that they deserve.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of recognition for doing OnlyFans. I mean, like, people hate OnlyFans. I feel like that's something that's going to happen. Like, it really doesn't... The thing is that if you live your life looking for recognition from other people, you'll never be happy. So it doesn't really matter, like, what the reason is or anything like that. It reduces you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Future marriage, too. Nah, there's plenty of guys that are going to date a girl that does OnlyFans. Because a lot of the girls that do OnlyFans are hot. So that's really what it comes down to. No, if you're an attractive girl, you're going to be able to find a guy that's going to marry you. Like, that's just it. And so, like, and rich? Yeah, you have a bunch of money. Like, it's just not what happened. I think that's, like, a cope that people that think that it's unfair that girls like her can make a lot of money doing OnlyFans, it's, like, a cope that they have where it's, like, it's kind of like what I always said about how people, like, the reason why, like, hell and, like, you know, like, oh, sinning exists is so people that do the right thing can cope about people that do the wrong thing and get ahead in life. That, like, oh, well, they're going to go to hell. They're going to be set on fire forever. And so it's like it makes them feel better about the current situation. And so, like, but the reality is that's probably not happening. And the same thing with this. They might marry you, but not what you're looking for in a man. There's plenty of guys that are totally normal that would date a girl that has OnlyFans. Like, it's extremely common. Like, as soon as you step outside the internet, there's a lot of guys who probably don't really give a fuck about it. And it's not going to be everybody, right? It's not going to be every guy. Sure, there are people that have a problem with it too. But to act like you can't get a boyfriend after this? No, if you're an attractive female, you can get a guy to date you. Like, what are we talking about here? It's not even a question.
Work might win someone else fame and wealth while they stay in the background, expendable. They'll constantly worry about getting laid off, planning their lives around their salaries, budgeting to pay bills, and likely renting a place to live or being tied down to a 30-year mortgage. Vacations are rationed and squeezed into limited paid time off days. My path, on the other hand, is different. Yeah. It's freer in ways that feel both liberating and, to be honest, a little terrifying. I'm no longer bound by the expectations of an academic institution or the constraints of a corporate office.
I feel like that's also like, but you're still going to be bound by the constraints of a bunch of like horny, like 45-year-old men, right? And so, like, is that really better than a bunch of educated 45-year-old men? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it really depends on what you want to do. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I see it, right? It depends.
And comfortably wake up each day and decide what I want to learn, diving into topics that genuinely interest me and not just those deemed important by a funding agency or a company's bottom line. And when it comes to research, I'm no longer bound by the pressure to publish for the sake of tenure or grant applications.
Well, you're still publishing, right? It's just on a different website, but yeah.
Can write papers independently, not because I need to meet a quota, but because I generally want to contribute to something. Everything that I create will reflect my own ideas, my own creativity, and my own ambitions. Mm-hmm. And of course, the best part is that everything I build will be entirely my own. I'm not contributing to someone else's legacy or bottom line. I'm building my own brand and my own future. And all of
there's no future in doing OnlyFans. Any girl that does it, like, that falls off a cliff at 30. It's just biology. It's just the way it is. There's no future in it. Like, you can transition to, like, and there are girls that do it beyond that, right? But, like, it just goes down by, like, probably 20% every single year after that. Some girls are hotter at 35 than 20. I mean, sure, right? And that's always, hey, that's all, there's always going to be exceptions. But, like, we're not talking about exceptions. Like, this is what we think about exceptions for. I'm talking about, like, on an average. Plenty of guys into MILFs? Then why aren't any of them popular on Twitch? Oh, that's right. Because it's not real. So, I understand people like to they like to think like this. Let's be real, right? Like, you look at the numbers, you see what it is. I'm just saying this is what the numbers are. You don't like the numbers, that's fine.
Effort that I put directly benefits me. Mm-hmm. The rewards are mine to enjoy. For example, although my OnlyFans has been a side project while I pursued my PhD, I've been able to make over $1 million.
That's
with
a lot.
That, I helped my family pay off their mortgage. I bought myself
a car. Yeah, OnlyFans makes a lot of money for, like, a handful of girls. Like, it's true. They make a lot of money. Now, obviously, like, a lot of girls don't make that much money, and, like, the majority of them don't. It's not like if you are... You know, like, if you're an attractive female, like, you're just instantly going to be a millionaire. But the reality is that a lot of them do make a lot of money. Of course they do. Yeah, sure. Attractive, so I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Car, and thankfully I avoided taking out any student loans.
She's also insanely attractive. Yeah. And this is the thing, right, is, like, the girls that can do this, it's the same as, like, the probability of you being in the NBA if you're over 7 feet tall is, like, 10% or something like that, right? Like, I don't know. It's some, like, crazy number. So, like, if you have a genetic extremity, then there are going to be, like, extra opportunities that exist. But That's not really a normal thing that you can expect.
Now I have an investment portfolio and I'm planning on buying my own house soon.
Yeah, there's tons of girls that do OnlyFans, make tons of money though. It does happen.
All of these achievements are just reminders of the tangible rewards of carving my own path and the freedom that comes with it. But even with this freedom, I am genuinely terrified. I fear not having that external competition, no one to measure myself against, and that it will make...
What do you mean? You can just measure yourself against other girls. Guys do that all the time. Like, yeah, go stream on Twitch. You get measured against every other person on the website. Easy. Problem solved.
Make me complacent. Will I push myself enough without the pressure to outperform others? And of course, there's also the opposite case, that my drive for more will take over. What if I never feel satisfied, always chasing that next milestone, the next goal? Will I lose sight of myself and values in that relentless pursuit?
Of course, I think that's something that, like, if you do that, that's totally on you, right? Like if you're the kind of person that, like, getting to certain benchmarks makes you happy, if that happens to you more than twice, the reality is that you're probably just looking for something to fill a hole in your own life. You know, like, and it's like, really, there's no benchmark that's really going to make you happy. Thanks for 5 subs, man. Thank you.
I want to enjoy the life I'm building and feel the rewards of my labor, not just keep pushing forward endlessly. Yeah. Then there's also the fear of settling. What if I get stuck in a place that feels just right, but not great? What if I accept less than I know I'm capable of? And what if, in trying to avoid that, I push myself into something that I'm not entirely comfortable with, forcing myself to fit in a mold that doesn't feel natural? It's overwhelming, but when I look at the bigger picture, I know I'm better off than most people my age, or even those that are far older than I am. That's part of why...
making $1 million and she's like in her 20s or 30s, yeah, I'd say that's pretty good.
I chose to leave academia.
Probably at least like
just
the top
for
half,
some
right?
reference, a professor in the US earns around $100,000 on average, but the job isn't what most people imagine it to be, or at least it's not what I thought it would be. Instead of spending their time diving into research.
The one thing that sucks about OnlyFans is there's not as many hot girls that are at like Quiznos or CC's Pizza, right? Because like any of the really hot ones, now they're at home doing OnlyFans. So you go, there's like a deflation of the attractive girls that work at like GameStop or Target or something like that, because now they're all doing OnlyFans. Have y'all noticed that? It's ho deflation. It's not hoflation. It's the opposite.
Or contributing to new ideas in the field, most of
the
energy
is
spent
one that's
writing
seen
grant
this, right?
proposals and fighting for funding.
I'm not crazy.
Which, based on my firsthand experience working with several professors, these funds often go to those at more prestigious universities, regardless of whether they're more qualified. Additionally, their students often do majority of the hands-on work, and the professor acts more as an administrator.
That's
true. It's a life filled with constraints and obligations, not the idealized pursuit of knowledge I once dreamed of. So what about working in the industry? Well, the reality is that it's no better. Big tech, for all its allure of innovation and opportunity, is a world where the individual contributions are mostly invisible.
Yeah.
The work you pour your heart into is rarely attributed to you. Instead, it pads the pockets of the executives who sit at the top, taking the credit and the glory for your work. Employees are treated as interchangeable, expendable. Every job
I think that, like, really, I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, everybody's expendable, everybody's interchangeable. That's just the way it is. But like, if you're unhappy about the way that, like, you know, you get treated as an employee, I think you're going to be really unhappy about the way that you get treated as an OnlyFans model. That's the way I see it, right? Because, like, a lot of the people treat those girls like meat. That's it. And like, I feel like, you know, you're kind of running yourself into a problem.
comes with that silent anxiety of layoffs, the knowledge that your position is only as secure as the next quarterly earnings report. It's a precarious, thankless existence, one that I think would stifle my creativity and autonomy. I know that I'm choosing something harder, but in the end, more fulfilling. This journey isn't easy, but it's entirely mine. I wasn't born into a wealthy family or handed opportunities on a silver platter. Every step forward I take,
being an attractive female is definitely an opportunity that people are given, and it's not really something that you earn. It's just it's just RNG, right?
Milestone I reach will be the result of my own vision. That thought on its own is intimidating, but obviously it's also incredibly empowering. It's a reminder that I have the freedom to carve out a life of my own on my own terms, a freedom that so many people will never experience because they're just too afraid to break the norms that are set by society.
That's not
and
the reason.
Perhaps most.
That's not the reason. The reason why other people don't do that is because they're not. People wouldn't pay money to see them naked. It's actually really simple, right? And so, like, if you you can't look at why somebody would, like, most people can't do OnlyFans because they're not attractive. Like, that's just the way it is. And so, like, it's really a survivorship bias that you see with this, because a lot of the girls that do it are, like, in the top 5 to 1% of appearance. Like, they are. I mean, I've been to Walmart. You've been to Walmart? I've been to Target. You've been to Target? I've been to Home Depot. Have you been to Home Depot? Let's be honest here. And so anyway, it's extremely rare. There's always been, let me finish it.
Importantly, I need to learn to be kinder to myself. I have the tendency to be overly critical, always pushing myself to do more, to be better. But I'm realizing that this growth doesn't always come from harshness. It also comes from compassion. And I know that if I want to thrive in this new chapter, I need to give myself permission to rest, to make mistakes, and learn from them without the guilt or self-punishment. This life I'm building is like a masterpiece in progress. Every choice I make, every challenge I face, and every success I achieve will be a reflection of me. There's no blueprint, no guarantees, but that's what makes it exciting. It's mine to create, and I know deep down that it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. It's probably a better idea for a girl to do OnlyFans than to get a normal job, because it just makes so much money if you're like top 1% attractiveness. I think that's definitely true. Because like if you make, let's say, $2 million in the time that you have OnlyFans, like you're making that, a lot of that money you're going to be able to invest into like residual funds that pay you out on a regular basis. And you're going to be able to live the rest of your life and never have to work, right? And so you can work after that. Maybe it would fuck up your employment, maybe not. But there's always going to be ways that people can find to make money. And so it's definitely the right decision to make. People might not want to hear that, but that's it. She already has accounts on 18-plus sites. Yeah, it's a good decision, obviously, right? And there's the video right there. Some people are, but she wants professional work. Yeah, but she didn't like the professional space. And so, like, that's really not what it is. Now, a lot of people were unhappy about this. And it's got 900 comments on my subreddit, so I wonder why. It gives people the idea that women have it way too easy. Now, women don't have it easy. See, like, I remember this whenever I was in school. So, like, I've always been able to remember things really, really, really well. And I remember in school, like, I would have friends that would study for tests. And they would forget it. And I would never study, and I would get a 100 on the test. Every single time this would happen. They would work their ass off. I would do nothing. I would win. They would lose. Why is that? Fucking RNG. That's the reason why. But at the same time, my fucking head is balding, right? Like, I'm not perfect. But there are some things that I have that are very advantageous. So life is not fair. So if people get mad, like anybody who's complaining that life isn't fair while you're speaking English on an internet that you're probably using with a high speed internet connection, life is has been very fair to you. Like you have a massive amount of advantages in the world that literally over a billion people will never have access to, and probably more than that, billions. And so are we not going to hear about this bullshit, right? People love to cry and shit, but that's the reality. And so anyway, this is really the way I see it. And top 1% are athletes. Yeah, exactly, right? And so you're going to have the top 1% of people in any sort of a group that are always the top performers, the biggest earners, the biggest money makers, everything like that, right? That's always the way it is. And if super hot women have it easy, then super hot men have it even easier. Well, here's the problem with like being an attractive like girl, right? Is that it doesn't last. So a lot of girls that do OnlyFans, and I'm unfortunately old enough now to where like the girls that ignored me in high school are fucking not as attractive as they used to be, right? I'm gonna try and be politically correct. And so, you know, I've seen this happen. I've seen it fucking happen. And how many of you guys, and there's 22-year-old, 21-year-old guys in here, and you don't have the perspective that I unfortunately do at 30 fucking four. And so how many of you guys have seen the same thing happen? Have seen the same thing go through, and you realize that now, wow, wait a minute. Life isn't as easy as I thought it was for them. Now I have the easy life and they have to spend the rest of their life dealing with this bullshit, right? And so that's it. Spitting facts. Yeah. And I understand like these are like this is a politically incorrect topic. It's a politically incorrect thing to say. But like there's a reason why people have like all these phrases like the wall and shit like that. It's because women's attractiveness in terms of a general perception goes down as they age. That's why Oscar winners for women are a lot lower. That's why if you look at all of the top streamers, like 99% of them are under 30, and the ones over 30 are probably VTubers. That's just the fucking facts. And you can say, oh, well, cougars and MILFs, they're really hot. Well, if they're so fucking hot, then why does nobody watch them? Yeah, I'm sure there's a handful of them on OnlyFans, but if you look at the top performers, none of them are like that, and they're all these very attractive 20 to 30-year-old women. That's just the truth, because that's what guys like to see. Why is that? I don't know. When you die, ask God, because that's who decided that. I didn't decide that was me, not you, sorry. I didn't decide that. I didn't make that happen. That's fucking biology. And so that's it. And so, bro, like, yeah, no, it's just somebody got to say it. And that's it. And facts, I'm an older streamer and you're not wrong. Yeah, and I'm just like, the thing is that I feel like it's almost like you're not supposed to say this. But everybody knows that this is the truth. Everybody fucking knows. And that's it. People in their 20s or 30s are the ones consuming it more. Yeah, exactly. And let's see here. There's a look at this person, Reddit comment. She says, I'm not going to look at this shit about fake, anything like this. Like, I'm so sick of hearing, like, every time people say it's fake watching 2 seconds of the video, one person says it, five other people start spamming it. I hate those retards, man. I don't want to hear a single fucking message about that. It's so annoying. Anyway, let's move on. I'll read the rest of these. Just a second. I think I clicked the wrong one. And, yeah, it's so, so annoying. What is this? In a free society, the quickest and easiest path for riches for beautiful women will always be to utilize their looks. Well, that's always how it's been. Like, you think it was any different 1,000 years ago? Fuck no. Like, there's some hot girl that's, like, in some village and her dad's a peasant, and then some guy who's, like, I don't know, a warlord, or, like, you know, he's the duke there. He just picks her up, and then she's living at the castle. That's the way it goes. It's been like this ever since we've had the ability to perceive it being like anything. It's always fucking been like this. It's never been different, and it never will be. Yeah, the more progressive a society becomes, the more true it becomes. Yeah, sugar babies, adult content. What do you mean progressive? This has always been the case. Attractive women have always had it easy. What do you mean? Yeah, it's simple. Oldest profession for a reason, tried and true. Yeah, there you go. It's plain sad. She could have achieved something meaningful, and now she'll just be another pair of tits on the internet. most people don't need to achieve something meaningful if it comes at the expense of their own well-being and their own life. Jacob, thanks for 20 subs, man. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And so, like, this is always what I like to see, is that people say it's plain sad. It's not. Who's it sad to? In my opinion, I think that a lot of the hate from OnlyFans, it comes from two places. Guys that are jealous and girls that are too ugly to do it. And I know some people might get mad. They might say that's not true, but why don't you read the, whenever you see these comments of people talking shit and complaining about it, read that, look at who it is. Look at who it is. I mean, really, I mean, that's just it. We got to face the truth. We got to come to Jesus, right? I mean, we got to look at what's really going on here. That's it. It's an unfulfilling life. There are millions of people that work in the corporate America that feel like it's unfulfilling. Being unfulfilling, OnlyFans does not have a monopoly on being unfulfilling. People hate their fucking job all over the world, but at least on OnlyFans, you get a bunch of money for it. That's it. Unfulfilling life, yeah, exactly, right? And follow the incentives. Yeah, people are going to follow the incentives. That's it. Very wealthy. How OnlyFans works, it's highly not likely. She already said she made $1 million, man. Like, what do you mean? And this is it. Lots of money, no guarantees will make it big. Yeah, exactly, right? And Black Mirror episode? Yeah, I guess so. Typical female logic of choosing the easy way out of the least resistance. She was born smart and with a cute face, so let's not put any effort into life and choose to sell your body for $9 a month so you don't have to work. Sad. Yeah, I mean, again, it's always easy to say that. Most people are going to choose the easiest way out with the least resistance. And the reason why is that the people that didn't do that, they got removed from the gene pool millions of years ago. If you look at a river, like if you look at anything, like it's a basic law of physics that things will perceive the easiest, or not even perceive, they're not even sentient. Physically, things will go down the path of least resistance. That whether it is gravity, whether it's water, whether it's air, whether it's a person. So let's not go and act like this is some kind of like crazy weird thing that women do. Guys do the same thing. Yeah, exactly. A lot of dangerous stalkers get into OnlyFans. I'd be worried personally. Yeah. Why aren't you suffering like us type of people? Exactly, man. An argument against free will. I don't think it's an argument against free will, because a person still chooses to do it and some people choose not to, right? So, I mean, it's not like every single person does it, but to act like it's some kind of a problem, I think that's ridiculous. So, yeah, water doesn't have free will. I agree with you, but people do. What is this here? Don't objectify women. Women objectify self. See, this is the type of comment. This is an incel stupid comment. The problem is that a woman has no problem objectifying herself. The problem is when it's done against and without her consent, like taking upskirt photos in a train, or like trying to leak a girl's, revenge porn nudes. Like, this is a total fucking incel take. The reality is that women want to have autonomy over objectifying themselves because they view it as their body and their choice, which I happen to agree with. So yeah, yes, obviously women, it's not that women don't like being objectified. Women don't like being objectified against their consent. That's totally different. So yeah, it's fake, never received an education, religious restrictions for his OnlyFans, previously created content, hiding her face due to fear of exposure, stop photoshopping photos, her husband suggested ChatGPT, generated articles about machine learning, create a legend about leaving. Maybe, who knows? Let's see here. From PhD to STD, woman moment. It's not a woman moment. Like, it's the same, like any guy. Like, I mean, think about it, like for me. So I was in business school. I had pretty much like perfect grades almost. But like I had really good grades. I was going to go to law school. I had the GPA for it. I had everything ready. But you know what I decided to do? I decided to drop out and play World of Warcraft. That's right. So how can I go and criticize and talk down to somebody like this when I put myself in the exact same position? That's the way I see it, because it works. Because it's the path of least resistance, and that's just the way it is. And at the end of the day, no one's going, like, somebody's respect is a currency that is worth nothing. There's no value in a person's respect. You know who thinks their respect is worth a lot? The person who's doing the respecting. Nobody else cares. So I look at it and I see the world, and I decide, yeah, I'm going to do what I think is best for me, and the way it is for other people, that's their fucking problem. So, yeah. Fuck the opinion of other people. Yeah, exactly, right? People always make the decision they believe is going to make them the most happy. Yep, exactly. I disagree. Having a good, coherent reputation is good. To who? When is it important? It's not. There's a million people, billion people in the world. Like, I used to think that, too. And then I played Wrath of the Lich King. And, like, everybody said that, like, I would get blacklisted for ninja looting. And I would ninja loot every week, man. I remember I would have people spamming in trade chat saying that I'm a ninja looter. And I'm on my fourth character. I ninja looted them on my third character. And now I'm on my fourth character spamming to do it again. And I did that every week. And they never learn. It never, ever, ever came back to fuck me. It never happened. And they say, oh, well, you're going to get your reputation destroyed. No, I didn't. Bro, everybody knew me. That was it. Because you're asking me, this was before I was as. I didn't stream back then. I was just a piece of shit for the love of the game. I was in it for the love of the game, man. Like, that was just my life. So, yeah, because it was a game? Yeah. Well, it's... A game is the same thing. You're still dealing with psychology. That's it. Nobody wants to waste their time in a game, the same as they don't want to waste their time in real life. Being respected is important for IRL networking. Not everyone can move to another part of the world the same way you can, occupy a different space on the internet. There's always ways that people do that. I hear about scumbags all the time that make money all kinds of ways. Like, I got plenty of friends that make money all kinds of ways. If you think that reputation, this is, again, it's more cope from people that are trying to, here's the reality. People that are sociopathic, that are willing to do whatever it takes to succeed, even if it comes at the expense of other people, will on average be more successful. And they will beat you out because they're willing to do things that you're not willing to do. That's the reality. And so that's really what it is. They will beat you. And so, what I'm saying is, so if you want to be a good person, you have to be a good person because you want to be a good person. There will never be some sort of light at the end of the tunnel where somebody tells you, they give you an award at the end of the day and they say, you're a good boy, you didn't do anything wrong, right? Unless you're a health CEO. Well, that guy was a fucking, I mean, yeah, that guy apparently got a DUI, so fuck him. That's the way it goes. Straight up, yeah, predators eat prey, exactly. All the top CEOs are narcissists. I don't know about all of them, right? I mean, it's impossible to say, but that's it. And so moral grandstanding gets you nowhere? Well, it gets you likes on Twitter. That's not true. It gets you a lot of likes on Twitter from other people that are moral grandstanders from their basement. That's it. And so, and I'll have pride of myself? Well, pride is a deadly sin. Keep that in mind. Pull me up. I can explain why incels hate OnlyFans. What do you mean? Like, what do you think? This is a fucking mystery? You think nobody knows why incels don't like OnlyFans? Like, we need to... why would it be? Why is it? Oh, why don't they like OnlyFans? What could the reason be? I wonder why. That's it. OnlyFans is a high-risk reward game. Overwhelming amount of reward comes first, but I suspect risk will happen for the rest of their lives. Mostly mentality might be wrong. This is what I sense. This is what I think, and this would be the last point I want to make. And is that a lot of guys on the internet want to create a self-fulfilling prophecy of consequences for OnlyFans because they view the fact that girls can do it as unfair. And so what they do is they try to push this and focus on it and say, oh, well, you're going to have to live like your kids are going to get bullied for this. Well, you know why? Because you're bullying them. You're the one doing it. So the reality is that a lot of these girls are probably going to retire. They're going to marry some guy. Maybe he's, you know, like a guy that was a fan of them. Maybe they meet him through some other way. Who the fuck knows? They meet some guy, and then before you know it, they have a kid. And you know what? If you, like, here's the thing. Every OnlyFans girl probably one day will be 50 years old with saggy-ass titties, wrinkles, looking old as fuck, and 60 years old. And the reality is that if she has kids, those kids are going to think that she is the most important and special person in their life. It doesn't matter. Mom was a hoe. That's fine. That's fine. She's my mom and I love her anyway. And that's the reality. And they're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fucking fine. A bad take? I'm telling you. If people don't think it's a bad take,
They want it to be a bad take. That's the reality. They want it to be. Because they think it's unfair. The world is unfair. That's it. When Noob is saying bad take, yep, that's right. You'll get bullied in school, your take is shit. No, they won't. If they get bullied in school, the people bullying them get expelled. Like, what do you think happens if, like, you're a kid and you start posting porn of, like, some kid's mom? No, they don't. Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Absolutely they do. I had friends that had to happen. Yeah, that's it. Asmund, thanks. Yeah. Only if this becomes the norm. Yeah, I'm just telling you, right? And also, they should. They should get expelled. And that's not the reality. It's definitely a bad take. There's a lot of stories about what you're saying being bullshit. I think you're being delusional here. There's a lot of stories about it. How can there be a lot of stories about it if we're talking about, like, OnlyFans has only started happening in the last, like, 5 years, right? Like, I mean, before that, so how can somebody have, we don't have a use case for this. We don't know what it's going to be. Remember the kid that's on a wrestling team that shows pictures of his sister? They got kicked out? Yeah. See, Cody remembers this. We went to the same high school. Look at this. The kid that's on a wrestling team, they show pictures of his sister. They got kicked out immediately. Yeah, you get immediately kicked out. Like, it's not even a question. So, yeah, that's it. But your mom, yeah, saying your mom's a hoe. Like, wow, that's new. No, it's not. What about the teachers that get fired for having OnlyFans? I don't think that you should be having a job that interacts with minors and be selling porn. That's just really the way it is. I think it's just, it's, no. There's got to be a line. There's my line. No. I shouldn't sell porn. It's that simple.